Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good morning. I'm Jeff Bossert, and this on this Wednesday, in for Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The price of oil remained near $106 a barrel today as investors awaited a report on U.S. crude inventories and the Federal Reserve Chairman's congressional testimony. By early afternoon in Europe, benchmark crude for August delivery was down 3 cents at 105.97 in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. The contract fell 32 cents to finish Tuesday at $106 a barrel. This week's direction in oil futures could be determined by fresh information on U.S. stockpiles. Analysts cited data released late yesterday by the American Petroleum Institute as being in line with expectations regarding crude stocks, but showing an unexpected rise in gasoline figures. The report from the Energy Department's Energy Information Administration, the market benchmark, will be out later today. Chairman Ben Bernanke says the Federal Reserve's timetable for reducing its bond purchases is not a preset course, and the Fed could increase or decrease them based on how the economy performs. Bernanke tells lawmakers in testimony that the job market has made some progress since the Fed began buying $85 billion a month in bonds in September, and he repeated his belief that the Fed could slow that pace later this year if the economy strengthens. But Bernanke cautioned that the Fed wants to see substantial progress in the job market before scaling back the bond purchases. If conditions worsen, the Fed could maintain its current pace or even increase it. The bond purchases are intended to keep long-term interest rates low and encourage more borrowing and spending.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Stay tuned. In a few minutes, we'll get a look at the opening tick and analysis from Bill Gentry at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Right now, weather for the growing areas. Here's meteorologist Drew Lerner.
The next more organized rain event expected in the Midwest will likely occur Friday and Saturday as a cool front moves southward from Canada and passes through most of the region, ending up in portions of the Delta and southeastern states. This frontal boundary is expected to produce some rain across many areas in the Midwest, but the distribution of the precipitation will not be real even. Some areas will get heavy amounts of rainfall, but many will just see light amounts. It's typical summertime weather, actually, because we will see a lot of areas still managing to hang in there with good soil moisture while the rainfall in many areas will not be quite enough to counter evaporation. That's something that occurs often in July and August, and we're going to see that continuing as we move forward in time. Those areas that need rain the most are in Iowa, parts of Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri, even down into the Delta. All of these areas are rather dry. There's even some locations in Illinois and Indiana that haven't seen a lot of abundant precipitation here recently, and an increase in precipitation would certainly be welcome. A lot of the rain that comes with the frontal boundary this week is probably going to run in the range of a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch. There will be a number of counties out there that get more than an inch of rain, and certainly the heavier amounts of moisture will be welcome where they occur. But I think the majority of the precipitation will be lighter, and we'll likely see status quo conditions for the majority of crops and field conditions out there as we move forward through the next 7 days. And status quo at this time of the year is often just fine. And in case of northern and eastern parts of the Midwest, that is definitely going to be the situation since subsoil moisture is still favorable across most of these areas. It's only in the west, central, and southwestern parts of the Corn Belt that we have a real serious amount of moisture shortage starting to show up. And it will be important that timely rains occur from now through the end of August, actually, in order to support the highest yield potentials for many of the crops that are not irrigated. The temperatures over these next 2 or 3 days are still going to be rather warm across the Midwest, with a lot of 80s and lower 90s expected. But the cool front that comes in for Friday through the weekend will likely give us an opportunity to cool down again, with afternoon highs falling back into the upper 70s and 80s across a fair amount of the Midwest. There may still be some warmer temperatures in the far southwest corner of the Corn Belt, but I don't think it'll be very significant. We expect the low temperatures at night to fall back mostly into the 50s and 60s across the region, but some upper 40-degree readings will certainly be possible in the upper parts of the Midwest. A return of warmer weather will be rather slow in occurring because there will be a reinforcing shot of cooler air moving across the region as we get into the early to middle part of next week. That frontal boundary will bring another chance for some showers and some thunderstorms and reinforce the milder conditions across the region. When you step back and look at the big picture across most of the Midwest, you have to come to the conclusion that it's still a very favorable environment for crop development in many cases. We do still have to worry, though, about those areas in the West, and it looks as though the pattern isn't going to change dramatically for any of the region from the Delta into Nebraska and Iowa. At least not right away. Now, there will be some stronger thunderstorms possible every once in a while in northern and eastern Iowa, but certainly the southwest part of the state, as well as neighboring areas, will likely continue to be in a net drying mode for an extended period of time. Elsewhere in the U.S., the conditions are still mostly as they have been. The Delta needs some rain. The southeastern states are too wet. The northern plains are doing well with a good mix of rain and sunshine, and the southern plains, of course, have been greeted with substantial amounts of rainfall in the last 3 days, with West Texas getting a big amount of rain here today that will further improve their soil moisture and crop conditions. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
And now looking at the current trade, winter wheat down Kansas City 703 and three quarters unchanged, December 720 down a quarter. September wheat out of Chicago, 670 and a half up one. December, 683 up a half. September corn, 542 and three quarters down two and a half. December, 506 and a half down four and a quarter. March, 519 down four. May, 2014, 526 and a half down four and a quarter. August beans, 1475 and a half up a quarter. September, 1331 down four and a quarter, or four and a half rather. November, 1282 down four and a quarter. January, 1287 down four and a quarter. August bean meal 469 even up to 20. September 425.60 up 60. August bean oil 45.59 down 12. September 45.57 down 11. August live cattle 122.20 down, or rather up 0.075. October live cattle 126.37 and a half down 0.025. August feeder cattle 152.55 unchanged. September 155.32 and a half up 50. August lean hogs 96.20 down 10. Joining me now on the phone to talk about the markets, Bill Drentry at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
There you are.
Okay. Glad to be with you.
Okay, good to have you. What do you see in some of the numbers we're running through? We got a little bit of downward on the beans and as well as the corn.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a back and fill. The overnight runs for the weather models tend to moderate just a little bit. The European model was the big focal point yesterday, and it's moderated the temperature forecast, maybe bumped some chances of precip. So I think the market's kind of backing up mark and time to see kind of what the weekend really turns out to be. I think realistically, the trade's probably not going to back up too much because a heightened sense of urgency for probably an inch or better of moisture, especially in the Western Corn Belt, is starting to emerge.
What do you see overseas and how that's developing things?
I guess as far as overseas pricing is concerned, the wheat price over there is probably a little bit under us. The Black Sea's undercut us a little bit. But I am seeing a little bit of extra demand out of China. Some people are starting to up the estimate of their winter wheat crop damage. Could be as high as 20 million metric tons. That's about 15 to 16% of their production historically. I think realistically they're in the hunt for some world wheat. They supposedly have tendered for about 550,000 metric tons of Australian wheat for a new crop. I think that's due for shipment first quarter of next year.
When we heard the ag weather report from Drew Lerner, he talked about overall, I guess, favorable conditions. But we've had, extreme heat right now, but a chance for cooler weather and some showers next week. What are your thoughts on weather?
The thoughts there are going to be watching the nighttime temperatures rather closely. He's exactly right. We've had some really good growing conditions, but I would say that going forward, we've used up some of our subsoil moisture. We're probably going to need some real timely rains going forward, especially over the next couple of weeks because we're going through this pollination phase, and this is when the corn crop and beans to a lesser degree are using some faster rates of water.
What else are you looking out for in the next couple of weeks?
I don't know about the next couple of weeks, but I'd say a focal point right now is going to be watching Bernanke's comments today and tomorrow. I think the markets, financial markets and our markets, are going to be watching that very, very closely because the impact on our currency and the impact on our economy in general.
Yeah, Bernanke, I said a few minutes ago, the Fed's timetable for reducing bond purchases is not on a preset course. So, and the Fed could increase or decrease those.
I think that's exactly right. And I think what they're really doing is making sure they facilitate the ability to generally stimulate the economy.
All right. Anything else to add this morning?
Don't have anything for you. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much, Bill. Bill Gentry at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Again, looking at September wheat, 702.5. That's down 1.25 out of Kansas City. So, September wheat out of Chicago, 669.75. That's up 0.25. September corns, 542.75, down 2.5. December corn, 507, down 3.75. August beans, 1476.75, up 1.5. 87 degrees on Friends Plaza. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 901.